the Walt Disney Pictures Castle logo. The sun rises out of the sea, tinting the sky a soft shade of orange. Title on screen reads, Cool Runnings. We track along two ribbons, orange and yellow, stretched between wooden stakes every few yards, running parallel to the muted blue ocean in the distance behind them. The ribbons lead us to a pair of feet in running shoes. One kicks out after the other, loosening the slender legs attached to them. Two hands drop into frame as the feet are placed into makeshift starting blocks made from rocks dug into the dry grass. We tilt up from the hands to reveal Dorice, a young Jamaican man. His hard expression gives way to a smile as he looks down the length of the ribbon to see children gather to urge him on at the finish line. They stretch a length of toilet paper across the finish. Dorice explodes out of his starting position and bolts along the ribbon. He leans as he reaches the toilet paper finish line and runs through it. Dorice turns and waves to the kids before settling into a jog. He runs along the winding coast, into a fisherman's lagoon, past traps made from sticks and twine as fishermen greet him. Next, he runs along a dusty trail, under towering green trees, passing two people walking their bikes. He then runs through a field of palm trees, the calm blue ocean stretching out to his left. Afterwards, he runs through the rural town market, passing a truck fitted with a chicken coop over the bed. Women carry baskets of produce on their heads, and people purchase fruit from roadside carts.
Pasta, banana, pasta! Come on, child, you have an Olympics to get to.
Handsome as a lion, that one. I could watch that backside all day.
Later, he runs through a cattle field as children urge a cow towards its grazing grounds. Titles on screen read, Jamaica, November 1987, as dozens of people move down the street under a sign that reads, Annual Pushcart Derby. We move down the line of knee-high pushcarts, all made of wood. Sanka reclines in the driver's seat with a soda as two kids work on the steering wheel.
The steering wheel is finished.
All right, team, let's get ready for the pre-race cheer. Ready?
Yes, sir!
Ready?
Yes, sir!
All right. One, two, three.
Toot. Who's the captain of our crew? Who's a friend to me and you? Kind of nice, good looking, too. Sanka, Sanka, yay, Sanka!
Get back to work.
Who's the big hot bag of air who doesn't have to comb his hair, who doesn't bathe and doesn't care? Sanka! Sanka!
Yay, Sanka! Hey! What's happening, Star? Where you been, man? You almost missed my all-time world record, 7th derby in a row.
Easy, Rasta. I'm not gonna forget my best friend on his day of days.
Maurice, my grandfather says you're definitely going to make it to the Olympics. He says you're even faster than your father.
Yeah, man, do it for Jamaica.
Hey, you know what my grandfather said?
What?
Get back to work.
Good luck, man. I see you at the finish line, all right?
Dorice jogs away. Later, a group of kids camp out in a tree to watch. Dorice joins Joy and Mama Coffee in the bleachers.
Hi, Dorice. Dorice, is Sanka ready?
Who knows?
Ready. That boy's never ready. He's a lazy, crazy, sorry, no good bag of gold.
So what you laughing at?
Dorice composes and avoids eye contact.
All push carts to the start position.
Ready, little man?
Ready, big man?
Kiss the lucky egg.
We just focus on the world, man.
Let's go.
On your mark.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's push guard time.
And go.
Sanka pulls in front of the leader as they approach the finish. The other cart knocks him off course. He crashes into a gift shack. Winston rolls to safety, tangled in a flag rope.
Sanka!
Sanka lies covered in dust and corrugated tin as Doris and the other spectators run toward him.
Sanka, you dead?
Yeah, man. Oh.
Later, Doris laces up his running shoes.
And where do you think you're going?
You caught me.
You have papers to grade.
I'm just getting them one last run.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe the trial is finally here.
You nervous?
Not nervous. I'm ready. I've been ready for this day my whole life. I don't care how fast they run. I'm gonna run faster. I don't care how much they want it. I want it more. I'm going to the Olympics, baby. Feel it. I'm gonna win the gold.
Therese, are you nervous?
I'm terrified.
A wide shot reveals their humble cottage at the water's edge.
My turn, Joy. It's my turn.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the final event of today's Olympic tryouts.
Mama Coffee, Joy, and Sanka take their seats.
We have now come to the main event of our games, the running of the 100-meter finals. We've had a most successful afternoon, and I'd like to congratulate all the athletes who have participated in today's event.
You sure no one can beat him?
Oh, sure, I'm sure. Just a little concerned about that big baldy.
Yul angrily smacks himself in the head.
Let me first congratulate our athletes on a splendid performance. And let me remind them that only the top four finishers will earn the right to represent Jamaica in the forthcoming Summer Games in Seoul, Korea.
Wait. You're Doris Bannock, right?
That's me.
Look, I hope I make the team. It would be a real honor to run with you. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Doris Bannock. Hey, good luck to you too.
Yul scowls at Junior.
Runners, take your marks.
The runners place their feet in the blocks. A billboard behind them reads, "Support our country. Unity is strength."
Get set.
Doris rises in his blocks and looks down the track. Doris pulls ahead early, Junior to his right and Yul to Junior's left close behind. In slow motion, as Junior begins to wobble and lose his balance, Joy notices and gasps as Junior trips, taking Doris and Yul down with him. Joy covers her face as Doris looks up to see the others break the tape. A tear forms in Doris's eye as he watches the others celebrate. The top three finishers join hands and begin their victory lap. Later, in the office of the Olympic Committee.
Mr. Coolis, please. You have to run the race over.
I'm sorry, Doris. Nothing can be done.
But I was born to compete in the Olympics.
Then you're gonna have to work on your boxing or your cycling. Those are the only other two sports in which Jamaica competes.
I am not a boxer. I'm a runner. And it wasn't fair.
It rarely is, my boy. It rarely is.
Dorice stands in front of a picture of his father in mid-stride.
Well, Papa, what do I do now?
Look, Dorice, let it go, eh? Let it go. You'll have another chance in 4 years.
Yeah. Mr. Coolidge, who's the other man that picks you with my father?
Oh, Irving Britzer? He's an American who lives here. Unless, of course, he's been arrested or shot.
Excuse me?
Well, he's a bookie now. Takes his bets in a small pool hall just past Sandy Bay.
Isn't that a gold medal around his neck?
Oh, yeah. That lunatic was an Olympic bobsledder who tried to get your father to switch sports. He had some theory about using track sprinters to push the bobsled. Some ridiculous thing like that. Can you imagine a Jamaican bobsledder?
And you sure this man, he lives on the island?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Coolidge, thanks a lot.
Good, Dorice.
Oh, can I borrow this picture?
Bring it back.
Yes, thanks a lot, Mr. Coolidge. Oh, just one more thing. What's a bobsled?
Later.
That's a bobsled. Oh, so a bobsled is a push cart with no wheels.
That's what it looks like here.
Let me see that.
Sanka pulls a book away from Dorice.
All right, the key elements for a successful sled team are a steady driver and 3 strong runners to push off down the ice. Ice? Ice?
Well, it's kind of a winter sport, you know.
You mean winter as in ice?
Baby.
You mean winter as in igloos and Eskimos and penguins and ice?
Possibly.
See you.
Where you going?
I'm gonna take a hot bath. I'm getting cold just thinking about all this ice.
No, man. You're gonna be part of my bobsled team.
What you need me for?
Who is the best push cart driver in all of Jamaica?
You're looking at him.
Then you gonna do it.
No.
Hey, man, you could be famous. You could have your picture on a Wheaties box. But you said no, and that's all right, because I don't need you. Everybody is gonna want to be on my bobsled team.
Look, Star, let me tell you a little something, all right? When you need something from me, you don't have to hand me a bunch of lines. All you have to do is look at me in the eye and say, Sanka, you are my best friend. We've been through a whole heap together, and I really, really need you.
Sanka, you're right. And you are my best friend. We've been through a whole lot together.
Heap.
Sorry, man. Whole heap together.
And I really, really need you.
And I really, really need you.
Forget it.
But you just said if I said that, man.
All right. All right, man.
Later.
So, let's talk about this Bill Sled team.
No, bobsled team.
Whoever. Now, about the Wheaties box, I'm going to be on it by myself, right?
No, man, you're going to be on it with me.
And now on the stretch they come. Tumbleweed is holding on as Captain.
Yes, Tumbleweed, yes. Come on.
That's it.
Good Tumbleweed, good Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed is slowing.
No, Tumbleweed. No, bad Tumbleweed. What are you doing?
Tumbleweed can't hold it as he gets pinned against
the rail. Don't do that. Don't do that! Let him out!
Captain Video makes his move.
No!
Tumbleweed,
I need this one! Please!
Seems just a little
come
bit
on!
Long. Here they come!
No!
Yes! Tumbleweed can't hold it as Captain Video takes charge!
Dorice and Sanka trade looks as an overweight, unshaven Irv yells at his radio.
But my, oh my, the odds on favorite shooters drew colors with that late stretch run. Tumbleweed held on momentarily, but realistically, only a fool would put their money on Tumbleweed.
He grabs a pool cue.
That guy won 2 gold medals?
Dorice pulls the picture out of an envelope.
I think so.
Irv puts the pool cue back on the rack and returns to his racing forms.
Is Tumbleweed gone? Hey, next race. Excuse me, are you Mr. Irving Blitzer?
Well, that depends on who's asking.
My name is Dorice Bannock. This is my teammate, Sanka Coffey.
Greetings, sled god.
We were just wondering, if you'd be interested in coaching the first Jamaican bobsled team. Mm-hmm.
Three. Remember the radio? Radio? Stick? Hitting in the stick? Let's go! Let's go!
They run out as Irv grabs a pool cue. Later, Irv plays pool. He moves aside to allow the other player to shoot and ends up near a window where Dereese and Sanka peek in.
Come on, coach. Just help me get started.
Oh. He slams the window shut. Later, he grimaces as he looks at himself in a bathroom mirror, then walks toward a bathroom stall and opens it to find Dereese and Sanka.
No!
Greetings, lad guy.
Sorry to bother you, but you're only gonna help us.
Cut out!
Irv clutches his chest as they run out. Afterwards, Dereese and Sanka wait outside the bathroom. A hand reaches out and grabs Dereese's throat.
Go away.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Maybe today is a bad day.
Yeah.
I'll come back tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day.
No.
And the next day.
No. Look, whatever your name is.
Dereese.
All right, Dereese. Let me lay out some difficulties for you. Snow. You don't have any. It's 900 degrees out there. Time. You don't have any. The Olympics are in 3 months. And me. You don't have me. As far as I'm concerned, the sport of bobsledding no longer exists. I don't want to do it. I don't want to coach it. And most of all, and I mean most of all, I don't want to be within 2,000 miles of anyone who does. Now, did you follow all that?
Then how come you still have that poster on the wall?
The poster reads, Third Olympic Winter Games, Lake Placid.
Is that what's bothering you? There. Is that better? Are you happy?
He sits back down to his racing forms. Dereese slides the picture of Irv and his father toward him.
Like I said, my name is Dereese Bannock. I'm Ben Bannock's son.
I haven't seen this picture in 20 years. Huh. Would you look at me then?
Ooh. Would you look at me now? Please, Mr. Blitzer. Just give me a chance. If I don't have what it takes, we'll forget the whole thing.
Believe me, kid, you do not have what it takes.
But you thought my father did.
Your father was one of the toughest competitors I ever saw. He ran the 100 meters in 10 flat.
Well, I run it in 9.9. Come on. Coach me.
Sorry. You're a couple decades late.
Oh, I see. But it might be easy for you to walk away from me, Mr. Blitzer. But you can't walk away from this. 20 years ago, you came down here to see if you could make a Jamaican sprinter into a bobsledder. And you never got that chance. Look at me, Mr. Blitzer. I'm your chance. Take it.
Later, a rowdy group of young men fill a classroom. Irv leans on the podium at the front.
All right, everyone quiet down. Nice group here. Now for two of you lucky people, our trip to the Olympics starts right now. And I want to introduce you to Mr. Irving Blitzer, who's going to be our expert bobsled coach.
Sanka waves at Irv.
Sanka, hit it, man.
You're on the air, sled god.
Gentlemen, a bobsled is a simple thing.
Yes, so's a toilet.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Basically, what you're looking to do is get your sorry rear ends from the top of an icy chute to the bottom. You're zigging, zagging. Biggest, coldest roller coaster you've ever been on.
Decades-old archival footage plays on the screen.
Ice.
A sled team crashes hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. One minor drawback to this delightful winter sport. The high-speed crash. That hurt. Always remember, your bones will not break in a bobsled. No, no. They shatter.
sleds crash and topple onto their riders. The newsreel headline reads, Crash Kills Bobsledder.
So, who wants in?
As the lights flip on, the room is completely empty. Sanka looks around as Doris mopes on stage. Yol walks in from the back.
Look, Baldi's here.
Glad you can make it, man.
Don't touch me.
No problem. So what's your name?
Yul Brenner.
Irv mouths it to Sanka, who shrugs.
Well, it's good to have you as a teammate, Brenner.
Let's get one thing straight, Banach. We may be on the same team, but I am no one's teammate.
As long as you come here to bobsled.
Hey, listen, man, the only reason why I come here is to get off of this stinking island. I have to take one of those bobsleds to do it then. All right.
No problem.
Yes, I have a problem. There's no such thing as a three-man sled. You're one Jamaican short.
Hey.
Junior stumbles in.
Meeting start yet?
Uh-oh.
You! I'll kill you!
Wait!
I'll kill you!
Hey!
I'll kill you!
Wait a second! It doesn't mean anything!
You're dead!
I need him! Kill him, and we don't have a team.
I'm not riding in the same sled as that.
You tripped me too, you know. But in case you haven't noticed, there's no one else here.
You're crowding me, Slinky Head.
Slinky Head, that's a good one.
What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
If it wasn't for you, rich boy, I'd be in the Olympics right now.
I don't know what you all are arguing about, because Doris was going to beat both your butts anyway.
What are you talking about? How about I beat your butt right now?
How about I draw a line down the middle of your head so it looks like a butt?
Junior realizes no one else is laughing.
Forget it, man. I'm gone.
Fine. Stay here on the island. We are going to Canada.
All right. I'll do it. But you better tell this mama's boy to stay the hell away from me. You understand?
No problem.
Hey, Irv.
Say hello to the first Jamaican bobsled team.
Yul stands with his back to them, folding his arms. Doris puts his arm around Sanka. Junior keeps one eye on Yul. Irv struggles to find the words. Later.
Gentlemen, this is a bobsled. Sort of.
A tin feeding trough on wheels.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. Yul.
Don't touch me.
Of course, sorry. You're gonna be the second middleman. You're strong, you're fast, and you're gonna love that seat. Junior, you're the first middleman. You're quick, you're sharp. Hop in. Sanka.
I know, I'm the driver, right?
No, you're the brake man.
No, I'm the driver.
No, you're not. You're the brake man.
I'm the driver.
You're not. You're the brake man.
See, you don't understand. I am Sanka Coffee. I'm the best pushcart driver in all of Jamaica. I must drive. Do you dig where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I dig where you're coming from.
Good.
Now dig where I'm coming from. I'm coming from 2 gold medals. I'm coming from 9 world records in both the 2 and 4 man events. I'm coming from 10 years of intense competition with the best athletes in the world.
That's a hell of a place to be coming from.
You see, Sanka, the driver has to work harder than anyone. He's the first to show up and the last to leave. When his teammates are all out drinking beer, he's up in his room studying pictures of turns. You see, a driver must remain focused 100% at all times. Not only is he responsible for knowing every inch of every course he races, he's also responsible for the lives of the other 3 people in his sled. Now, do you want that responsibility?
I say we make Doris the driver.
So do I, Sanka. So do I.
Doris considers as Sanka jumps into his seat.
Oh, the back is nice.
Later, in a palatial mansion.
All right, Father. Listen here. You see, I've made up my mind. I am going to be a bobsledder.
His dog looks back at him.
That's right. A bobsledder. Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. Fine. Cut off my allowance. Because you see, Father, a man has got to do what a man has got to do.
A luxury car pulls in through the outer gate as Junior hops to, polishing a red convertible.
Just who I want to see.
Me?
You know where I just came from?
Where?
I got you a job with Webster, Webster and Cohen, the biggest brokerage house in Miami.
Oh, right. Webster, Webster and Cohen.
That's right. And you start end of the month.
Yes, but I thought that I
would... Look, we went along with this track nonsense long enough. And we agreed that it's time to get on with your real future, right?
I know.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Good. I'm going to tell your mother.
As his father, Whitby, walks off, Junior sulks. He turns back toward his dog.
I guess we sure told him.
Later.
Winning a bobsled race is about one thing. The push start. Now I know you dainty little track stars think you're fast. Well, let's see how fast you are when you push a 600-pound sled. Now, a respectable start time is 5.7 seconds. If you speed demons can't whip off an even six flat, then you have a better chance of becoming a barbershop quartet.
Wearing football helmets and shoulder pads, they try a push start. Junior falls immediately as the sled swerves out of control. The sled flips over, spilling them onto the dirt as children laugh. A wide shot as they try again.
14-3, no good. 13-5, 11-7. What it's all about this morning, you win or lose the race.
They push Irv as he sits in Sonka's car. They try another push start, but the sled tips over.
Do it again!
Go! Stop! Stop, Siri! Stop waiting for me! Right! Take in! Stop! Slow down!
Great! Very good! Try it again!
Later at an ice cream truck.
If I've said it once, I've said it 46 times.
Cold weather endurance is vital to building a successful sled team.
He opens the door where Sonka pops out, covered in frost.
Cold enough?
He breaks off one of his dreadlocks.
One, two, three.
They try another push start. This time, they all get into the sled.
Go!
Irv checks his stopwatch, then taps it to make sure it's working. The sled speeds down the hill.
Baker, hit the brake! Hit the brake!
They swerve off the road into the grass, barely avoiding a woman as she walks her goats up the hill. A wide shot reveals they've crashed into a police car.
Sanka, you did?
Yeah, man.
The police make their way over as Sanka kisses his lucky egg.
What have you done to the police unit? I should arrest you.
Who owns this thing? We do, sir.
And who are you?
The Jamaican bobsled team, sir.
Don't give me that business. I wasn't born yesterday.
5-9! 5-9, you did it! You did it! 5-9, we did it! We did it! 5-9! Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
5-9, guys!
What?
Who are you?
I'm their coach. You guys okay?
Yeah.
How's the sled?
Yeah, man, we're fine.
Sled's okay? Well, it's in the wrong place. Get it back to the top of the hill. Let's move it right now, you slackers. Move it. Let's hustle. Come on. Let's move it. Come on, you guys. Move it.
Later.
I'm not asking for a winter sports program. All I need is a lousy 20 grand so I can get us to the Olympics. That's all.
How in God's name are you going to get to the Olympics? These boys have never even seen a sled race before.
Mr. Coolidge, I have been looking at sledders since I was 12 years old. If I say these kids can make it to the Olympics, they can make it to the Olympics.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Practice down here with the boys a bit more, and when you're a little further along, I'll come along and see you.
No. No. No.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Blitzer. This country enjoys a fine athletic tradition. And if you think I'm going to give you the little money we have so that you can parade us around in front of the world like a freak show, you've got another thing coming. It's bad enough how you embarrassed your own country. I'm certainly not going to allow you to embarrass ours.
Dereese paces in the hall.
No go, kid.
That's okay, Coach. We get the money.
Do the words give up mean anything to you?
Not a thing.
Later, Sanka sings for money.
Some people say, you know, they can't believe. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. No people say, you know, they can't believe. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
Hi, I'm here to offer you an opportunity of a lifetime. We're looking for a sponsor for the first Jamaican bobsled team.
A group watches as Yul arm wrestles for money. Jump cuts as he beats contender after contender. Tight on Yul as he finally struggles with an opponent. His arm slowly drifts backwards. Another angle reveals he is beaten by a woman. More businessmen laugh at Dereese's proposal. Elsewhere, several women line up at a kissing booth. Sanka and Dereese each wait at the front, but all the women stand in Dereese's line. Sanka sulks as he watches a woman kiss Dereese, who leaves a dollar with him. Dereese watches her go, his lips red with lipstick. He puckers up for the next person in line. He realizes it's Joy scowling at him. He sits up and smiles sheepishly. She points and he immediately leaves the booth. Sanka struts over to take over Dereese's line, then looks up to see a toothless old woman next in line.
Oh!
He weeps. Later.
We have the one Dereese and the one Junior. I'll pay you a dollar to shut up.
He throws a dollar in his hat and walks off. Later.
We got $9.52 from Yul Brynner. Thank you. We got $184 from Dereese and me. Sanka, how did your singing on the street go?
How did it go? It went like this. Enough people say, you know, they can't believe.
Sanka,
Jamaica,
we
have a bobsled team.
Sanka.
We have the one Dereese.
How much?
I made $1.16.
Oh, that's great. We're only short about 19,000 bucks.
Sorry I'm late, everybody.
No, really. That is terrific.
You don't pack a suitcase, Junior. We're not going.
That's too bad.
He unzips his bag and dumps a wad of cash onto the table.
Whoa.
Oh.
Where'd you get it, man?
I sold my car.
Yes, man. I am going. No, we're not. Look here, Junior, I appreciate what you're trying to do here. We can't accept this money. It just wouldn't be proper.
Dereese, if I hadn't tripped you fellas, we'd already been going to the Olympics. I want you to have it.
Everyone turns toward Dereese.
You mean you want us to have it, right?
Right. Us.
Thanks a lot, Junior. Thanks a whole heap, man.
Remember, this doesn't mean that I like you. You understand?
Be sure to thank your father for us, because Lord knows he didn't have to let you sell that car.
Well, he doesn't know I sold the car. he doesn't know I'm on the team. He thinks I'm off to Miami. And I loaned the car to a friend to work for Webster, Webster and Cohen. Some place like that.
Some people say, you know, them can't believe. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. We have
yes.
The Wanderers.
And no one, Junior.
You'll... Sanka.
The fastest of the fastest of Jamaican sprinters. Go to Olympics, fight for Jamaica.
A passenger jet churns down a rustic runway before it takes off into the sky. We hold on a palm tree as the plane passes by, then dissolve to the same angle on a snow-covered pine tree shaking in the cold Canadian air. The plane zips by with the Calgary skyline in the background. Later, Irv and the guys walk through a crowded terminal under a sign that reads, International Arrivals.
This is it.
We hope you all enjoy your stay.
They follow close behind Irv as he leads them through the terminal. He heads for the door, leading them outside. As Irv steps into the blizzard, we pan back to the guys, huddled together inside, looking out the door with terror on their faces. Yul drops his suitcase as the automatic door swings shut. Still inside the terminal, Sanka opens his bag and puts on every stitch of clothing he can find. He finally puts his duffel bag over his head and joins the others outside.
Sankoman, what you smoking?
I'm not smoking. I'm breathing.
All right, fellas, this is us. Let's go.
Come on, let's go.
I'll be
first.
What's the matter? You guys cold? It's not so much the heat, it's the humidity that will kill you.
They board a bus that reads Calgary Hotel Shuttle on the side and pull away. A digital sign over the airport reads, Welcome to Calgary, temperature negative 25. In fast motion, the team runs into a store that reads The Sports Shop over the door, then run out bundled in new snow gear. Later, Irv enters a building with the Olympic rings over the large glass exterior wall. He walks up the stairs past crowds of people towards the registration tables.
Excuse me, don't worry, you registered for bobsled.
The other coach ignores him. Irv continues wandering.
You know where you registered for bobsled?
A man in a cowboy hat ignores him. He spots the bobsled table and walks toward it.
Hey, Mike. Happy first time to see you again.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah.
All the best.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to register for the tryouts.
What country?
Jamaica.
What country?
Jamaica.
Well, what do you know? Jamaican bobsled team. Okay, here it is. It says here your qualifying run will be held on the evening of the 10th. Your judges will be Schindler, Gremmer, and Krojcek.
Oh, Krojcek. He's a good guy.
Yeah. In order to qualify, you must complete the course safely in 1 minute, 2 seconds flat, or under.
This will be a minute five.
Yeah. Times change.
Someone in a USA jacket spots Irv as he flips through a binder.
Irv? Is that you?
Roger, how you doing? Hello, Kurt. Been a long time.
Kurt ignores his handshake offer and walks away.
Obviously not long enough. Hello, Larry.
Jesus Christ, Irv. What the hell did you do to yourself?
Larry taps his belly and walks away.
Don't worry about them, Irv.
Roger, you gotta do me a favor.
What?
Please. You know that revolving restaurant thing? Meet me there in half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah. Please.
Come on.
I'll try.
Roger waves as he rushes back to join the others. Irv turns and walks away. Later, Irv sips coffee as he waits. He spots Roger walking toward him.
Thanks, Roger. What's up, Irv?
How about a drink?
No, I'm fine. What's so important that it couldn't wait?
You want something to eat?
No, I'm fine. What's
nice
up?
A salad or something? I need a sled.
You came all the way to Calgary without a sled?
I got $4,800. I just need something competitive.
For $5,000?
I know you got something lying around, Roger.
But Irv...
Anything.
You know I can't do that.
Wait a minute, Roger. Remember when you were desperate to make that last slot on the 68 Grenoble team, and you pleaded with me to talk to Kurt? Did I say, sorry, Roger, I can't do it? Come on, don't make me beg.
Roger, it's me. All right. Maybe I can get you one of our practice sleds.
You're a saint. You know that? A saint. You haven't changed a bit. You're still a saint.
Yeah. Look, don't get all mushy on me. Just tell me one thing. Is this whole thing a big joke? Or do you really expect these Jamaicans to qualify?
Not only are they going to qualify, they're going to turn some heads doing it. Listen, three of these guys can run the 100 in under 10 flat. I don't care who you are. That's lightning.
Yeah, but can lightning run on ice?
Later, speed skaters whip around an indoor practice track. Five skaters break the stagger and fall into exact alignment behind the leader, swinging their arms in unison. Dorit and the guys watch as they zip past them.
No problem, man.
They all slip and fall and struggle to get up on their feet. Dorit uses the sidewalls to climb upright as Sanka falls over and over.
Irv, these special shoes aren't very effective.
Irv stands on the ice in perfect stillness as Yol teeters by him. Junior hangs onto his jacket, trying to stay upright.
Grip with your toes.
All right, you sugar-coated track stars. Move out and let the ice raster show you how it's done.
Oh! Ah! Yeah, like that, yeah. Good.
Hey, fellas. Look at my progress.
Touching me.
Junior falls, dragging Yul down with him. Yul stands as Junior latches onto him, trying to stand up.
All right, fellas, that's it. Let's get off the ice before practice.
What practice?
That practice.
The Russian hockey team pours onto the ice. Junior and Sanka both fall. Dorit dives over the boards. Yul knocks a hockey player over. Then slips and falls.
Good team this year.
Later, Dorit leans over the rail of the bobsled track, the Calgary city lights twinkling in the valley behind him. In slow motion, as the Swiss team marches through the snow toward their sled, they wear their red bodysuits and white helmets. They pat each other on the helmet before getting into their positions. A view from inside the sled as they extract the push handles from the side. Dorit watches in awe. They take off running, a view from behind as the sled's blades slice through the ice. They pass Dorit as all four of them flawlessly settle into the sled. Dorit watches as they disappear behind the first turn. Still in slow motion as the sled banks right, drifting up the side of the ice wall, perpendicular to the ground. The sled rumbles toward us, then zooms by, before a left turn propels them up the side of the track. The three teammates behind the driver duck their helmets in a perfect line. Dorit watches from the top of the hill, a look of determination sweeping over his face. Later, Irv opens a rolling garage door. They all walk into a storage shed, with sleds from each country lined up all around them. They all walk towards the bright red Swiss sled.
Oh, man. You should see this on the hill. It's like a miracle.
What's Swiss?
No, man, Swiss.
It's the real thing, man.
Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the newest member of our team.
He pulls a drop cloth off of a rusted, unpainted sled.
You won't believe what I had to go through to get us a sled in such good shape. If we're going to make it into the Olympics, this is the boat that's going to take us there.
Well, I'm told she's actually quite fast.
Yul tries to pull the push handle out, but pulls it all the way off.
I know she's not much to look at, but...
She's beautiful.
They shoot looks at Doris. Later, the Russian team wipes snow off the front of their sled. We pull out to reveal each team is lined up fine-tuning their sleds. Some teams have them resting on their side to adjust the blades underneath. One athlete runs his hand along the blades of his sled, while another team works on their cockpit. A view from the inside of the back of a covered truck as the Jamaican team stands in the back and rumbles toward the lineup.
Here we go.
They each grab a corner and pull their sled onto the snow.
Go. Go. All right, come on. Here we go.
The other team spot them and begin to stare. The Jamaicans turn and look as we pan down the row of sleds, each team member staring silently, motionless, with their mouths agape.
Oh, this is good.
Later, they push the sled into position.
This is it. Climb in.
Pull up. What do I understand? I'm not gonna push start?
No, we're gonna push start next time. For your first run, I'm just gonna nudge you off. Okay, everybody in. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
Don't touch me.
Hey, Baldi, get off my foot.
Don't touch me.
Come on.
Hey, Blitzer. Why don't you put some training wheels on that sled?
That's funny. Very funny.
You want to kiss my egg?
I'm not kissing no egg.
Suit yourself.
Now listen up, fellas. I don't want you to worry about looking good out there.
Ah, Blitzy. You going to tux him in, too?
Hey, seem into you like nobody likes us.
We're different. People are always afraid of what's different.
Hey, Jamaica. Watch out for number 12 turn. Scary, huh?
What's his problem?
He's Josef Gruhl. He's one of the best drivers in the world.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest assholes in the world, too.
Well, don't listen to him. You listen to me. Doris, right here. You got it? Remember, keep your hands soft and your mind clear. High in, low out. What is it?
High in, low out.
All right, put your helmets on, everybody. Let's go. Here we go. Come on. Helmets on.
Hey, coach.
Yeah.
I can't get my helmet on. Oh, thanks, coach.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, coach?
Yeah.
I gotta go, you know.
Hold it.
Hold it?
Hold it.
Hold it?
Yeah, hold it.
But coach, I can't hold it. We're not bobsledding yet.
Oh, yes, we are.
Coach!
Coach!
As they glide down the starting hill, Sanka turns back.
Coach! Coach!
From his point of view, as Irv waves from the start line. Irv grimaces as they bounce off the wall on their first turn.
Slow down! Slow it down! Oh my God! Oh, Audrey! I hate you! I hate you! I hate you!
They speed towards a covered turn, drifting high up the wall of ice.
Sanka, you dead?
Yeah, man.
Well, you can pee now.
Too late.
Kurt and Larry watch with binoculars.
This is embarrassing.
Later, at the hotel, Sanka cooks bananas on a hot plate.
Man, shut down that hot plate, fool. These bananas are stinking like a dead dog.
Back up!
The eight ball. This is my mama's secret recipe. And I hope you don't mind keeping quiet while I catch up on my reading.
What are you talking about reading? This is a children's book.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, if that's a children's book, that means it's too advanced for the likes of you.
What are you trying to say? That I am not smarter than a little child?
No. What I am saying to you is that you are the kind of club-toting, raw meat-eating, me-Tarzan, you-Janin', big ball bubblehead that can only count to 10 if he's barefoot or wearing sandals.
Say whatever it is that you want. Because you're just like every other fool on the island. You're going nowhere, Sanka, and you're thrilled to death about it. But you see me? You see me? I'm different, because I know exactly where I'm going. And after I, Yul Brynner, win the Olympics and become famous, I'm going to leave the island and live right down there. What are you laughing about? What are you laughing about?
That's Buckingham Palace. You plan on living there, you're gonna have to marry the queen.
Yul, that's where the Queen of England lives.
Humiliated, Yul crumbles the picture in his hand.
Face it, Yul Brynner. You can start calling yourself Madonna, but you're still gonna end up in an outhouse shanty like every other dock-working nobody.
Says who?
Says me, rich boy. What you know about it?
Well, I know my father started off in a one-room hut. Now he lives in one of the biggest homes in Kingston.
Well, he ain't your father.
He doesn't have to be. All he has to do is know what he wants and work hard for it. And if he wants it bad enough, he'll get it. Look, believe me, Sanka, the more Yul Brynners we got making it in this world, the better off this world would be. Especially for Jamaicans.
Junior takes the crumpled picture and opens it back up. He walks toward Yul, who leans against a dresser, and sets it in front of him.
Go ahead, Yul Brynner. You go get your palace.
As Junior walks away, Yul picks up the picture and contemplates it. Later, the Canadian team begins their practice run. Darius and the guys watch as they speed away. Yul notices Sanka holding something inside his coat.
What do you have in there, BB?
He pulls out a hot water bottle.
I can't believe he's still cold, man.
Cold? I'm freezing my royal Rastafarian nene's off.
All right, we're up. Let's go, guys. This is it. Give me that. Okay. Now, this is our first real push start, but don't worry about it, okay? It's no different than what we practiced. We've done it 100 times. Darius, right here. Okay, get your helmets on.
Cool.
Okay, okay.
Thanks, Cole.
All right. Let's go, Darius. It's yours.
Ridiculous. What's he doing?
One. Two. Three. Go, 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 go!
Wait, hold on!
Now! Now! Hold on!
Now!
Hold on!
A photographer snaps photos. The images turn black and white as we pull out to reveal Coolidge in the Jamaican Olympic office reading the newspaper. He takes off his glasses and tosses them. At Junior's house, Whitby reads the paper as a maid brings his breakfast. He opens the paper to see the photo. The headline reads, "Jamaicans Chase Sled." He slams the paper down. In the garage, Darius works on their sled as the Swiss team carries theirs out. Larry notices Darius watching.
Those guys are pretty good, aren't they?
Good. At our best.
So you guys been having a little trouble out there, huh?
Ah, we'll be fine.
I sure hope so. It'd be a real shame to waste all that talent.
I'm not worried. And we have a good coach.
Kid, I hate to say it, but you gotta wake up. Coach Blitzer is what's killing you. He's been useless since the day he was busted.
What you mean, busted?
The 72 games. The guy hit weights in the front of the sled to make it go faster.
So what? It's no big deal.
Having your gold medals taken away for cheating is a big deal.
Irv walks in.
Darius, let's go. We got a meeting.
Darius slowly gets up and walks out past Irv.
giving my kid a few pointers, Larry?
Your kid's gonna need all the help he can get. Coach.
Later at the hotel.
Maid service, sir. Would you like your bed turned down? Mint? Perhaps I could dust your head.
Whatever's wrong with you is no little thing. Hurry up, man. I have a dead grandmother that moves faster than you.
Wait. That fool won't know. What?
A hotel porter stands at the door.
Sorry.
She holds out a letter on a tray. Yul takes it and walks it back to Junior, who opens it happily.
What do you have, dear man?
A telegram.
No, it's a telegram. What does it say?
From my father. He says I have to come home right now.
Yul folds his arms and leans back against the wall. Later, at a honky-tonk club. Group of people, all in cowboy hats, line dance in front of a live band. A close-up on their feet as we pan across all the cowboy boots stepping in unison. We end on red tennis shoes, then tilt up to Sanka in a knit Rasta cap as he tries to mimic the movements of the blonde girl next to him. High angle as Sanka struggles to keep up. At a table, Yul points at Junior as he talks.
You've worked too hard and too long. And let me tell you something else, Junior Bevel. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here right now.
Wait, but you don't understand. He is really mad. I mean, you don't know him like I do, you know. I think I better just do what he wants and go back home.
And forget about your teammates. Blood, fire. The man, you act like he's the king of the whole world.
What should I do? What should I do?
Hey, Jamaica, keep it down. You are not owning this place.
Sorry, sir, sorry. I didn't mean to bother anyone.
You have no business here, Jamaica. You and your stupid friend playing like you are bobsledders. Why don't you tourists go back to where it is you came from and leave the bobsledding to the real man?
Well, I'm a real man.
You want to say something, Jamaica? Come on, out with it.
Yul slowly stands up. Yosef takes a wary look at Yul, then returns to his teammates.
There you go.
Yul drags Junior out of his seat and into the bathroom.
Now look in the mirror and tell me what you see.
I see Junior.
You see Junior. Well, you want to know what I see? I see pride. I see power. I see a badass mother who don't take no crap of nobody.
You really see all that?
Yeah, man. But it's not about what I see. It's about what you see. Now look in this mirror and tell me again what you see.
Well, I see...
Pride!
Pride! Right.
Power!
Power! And I see...
A badass mother who don't
take no crap off of nobody!
Again!
I see pride!
Can I hear you?
I see power! I see a badass mother who won't take no crap off of nobody!
Once again!
I see pride!
Junior!
I see power! I see a badass mother who won't take no crap off of nobody.
That's right.
Right, Junior Bevel.
Wait, where are you going?
He storms out of the bathroom. The band continues to play as Sanka now line dances wearing a cowboy hat and holds a piece of hay in his teeth, while the blonde girl next to him wears his knit cap. Junior stomps his way across the club. Right. Oh, right. He taps Yosef on the shoulder.
Now you listen to me, buddy.
I will not be talked to that way, so you better come up with a damn good apology, or else.
Or as fucked.
How? Yosef pushes him back.
Hit you, mate?
Or as fucked.
He shoves Junior to the floor.
Come on, Jamaica. Say something.
Yul walks up behind Junior. Yosef stands to see Yul towering over him.
No problem, man.
Yul punches Yosef, knocking him backwards. As Yul steps toward him, someone tackles him. Yosef's teammates each hold an arm as Yosef grabs a bottle and raises it above his head. A bottle smashes over Yosef's head. He collapses, revealing Junior standing behind him. Someone smashes a bottle on Junior's head as Sanka notices from the dance floor. Sanka takes a flying leap into the pile. Later, Yul, Sanka, and Junior giggle as they sit on a bed at the hotel.
I can't believe this. I just can't believe this. Didn't one of you have the sense to know better? Go on, laugh. I want to see who's laughing when Irv gets here.
Now, wait. When that East German fellow go and push my teammate, and blood, fire, we have to fight back.
You don't see the Swiss team fighting, do you? You don't see the Swiss team drinking and carrying on and such?
And you don't see the Swiss team smiling, neither. In fact, if one of those Swiss boys ever come across a pretty girl, he'd probably yell, "Ein, zwei, drei," and try to push her down some ice.
Irv walks in.
What happened?
Oh, I took care of the whole thing. I told the owner of the bar these guys were mentally disturbed, so he's not going to press any charges.
All right. Let God does it again.
Just shut up, Sanka. Now, maybe you haven't noticed, but we aren't exactly winning any popularity contests here. They hate me. They hate you. They hate us. Now, if we're even going to think about qualifying, we're each going to have to sit down and take a nice deep look inside. I didn't come all this way to get my butt whipped. As a matter of fact, now that I'm here, I thought I'd do a little whipping of my own. Good night, gentlemen.
Later, Irv's feet stick out from under his covers. We move up the blankets toward Irv's face, fast asleep on his pillow. A hand shoots into frame, holding an alarm clock.
Ah! Rise and shine!
It's butt-whipping time!
Tilts up from an icy river as Darice leads the team on a jog across a pedestrian bridge running over the river. Irv waits at the end of the bridge with a stopwatch as they run past him.
Not bad, pick it up though, huh? Ah! Good. You're doing fine. You got any more? Come on! Get in!
Later, they practice push starts on the speed skating track. Later, each team member does pull-ups. Sanka struggles to get through one pull-up. Later, they run sprints in the hockey arena.
Go! That's it! You gotta grip with your toes! Go!
Now! High angle as they practice push starts on the speed skating track. Later, each team member does pull-ups with ease. Irv lifts Sanka up on each pull-up.
You're gonna have to do this on your own one day.
Oh. Irv readies a line of snowballs as the team runs across the bridge toward him. They each throw a snowball at him before he can.
Turn 6, right, turn 7, turn 8, right.
They sit lined up in a bathtub. Later, Irv watches a practice run. A high angle as they run along the snow-covered banks of the river. We pan to the cold, gray Calgary skyline, then dissolve to night over the bobsled course. The team sits nervously inside.
Well,
Okay, guys. Tonight's the night. Now, in a few minutes, you're going to get a chance to do something that no one in your country has ever done. I was going to save this for the Olympics, but I figure if we're going to convince these judges that we are world-class sledders, then we had better look like world-class sledders.
Oh, man. Yes.
He flips on a light, revealing black, green, and yellow speed suits with yellow helmets.
I freeze in this.
Later, another team begins their qualifying run. Irv walks outside and walks up to Kurt and the other officials.
Well, gentlemen.
Irv, this is Carl Schindler. He'll be watching the middle track.
How do you do?
And this is August Grimmer. He'll be judging the push starts.
Hi.
I'm your third official up in the tower.
You? What happened to Krychek?
He came down sick this morning. I'm taking his place.
Oh, goody.
Oh, the Alliance has decided to change the qualifying time from a minute two to a minute flat. Is that clear?
No problem, man.
Inside, Irv takes a helmet off the wall and tosses it to Doris.
Go get him, kid.
Later, they walk toward the sled in their new suits.
Track is clear for Jamaica 1.
Irv watches from the booth as they extract the push handles from the sled.
Lanes. Zwei. Drei.
Time.
6.13.
Time begins to tick as the sled tears around the turns. A close-up on Doris as he stares wide-eyed through his goggles, leaning with the turns. Another close-up on Doris as light breaks through a covered tunnel, creating a strobe effect on the ice. They make a long U-turn, drifting up the wall of ice as they speed toward the finish. Ice sprays into the air as they skid to a stop.
Under 60. Is it under 60?
They all pull off their helmets and turn toward the scoreboard, an agonizing moment before the time appears, which reads 59.46.
59.46! I'm sorry. I'm out of here.
A long shot shows Kurt as he slowly lowers his binoculars. Later, green and yellow paint is splattered all around as they wipe down their newly painted sled.
I know we were the best.
Great.
You guys, that's all.
Oh, hi. You are great. Ollie. Nobody had that much fun in a sled since Santa Claus. Fellas, it's to follow your dreams.
Come on.
Follow your dreams.
I said it to your father the first time I met him, and I'll say it again. Sprinters make the best bobsledders.
He is the sprinting!
So what are we going to name this sled?
How about Tallulah?
Tallulah. That sounds like a $2 hooker. How you come up with that?
That's my mother's name.
Tallulah, that's nice. So what's it going to be, Star? What are the people going to be screaming when Jamaica takes the hill?
I say we call it Cool Runnings.
Beautiful.
I like it.
Very strong.
Nice, very nice. What exactly does it mean?
Cool Runnings means peace be the journey.
Peace be the
peace
journey.
Be the journey.
Yeah. Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings.
Excuse me.
To the man in the iron suit. To the messenger.
They all stop when they see the troubled look on Irv's face.
We are officially disqualified.
Irv bursts through the door of the official's office.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Kurt, I really have to talk to you.
Excuse me, Irv. I have nothing to say to you.
Yes, you do. I want to know why you disqualified my guys.
As you were told, your team must compete in the international race in order to qualify for the Olympics.
But in an Olympic year, the qualifiers count as an international race.
That may have been true in past Olympic years, but this year the Alliance decided to change its policy.
Oh, please change its policy.
The Alliance has the right to do whatever they feel is in the best interest of the sport.
We must also be concerned about the potential for embarrassment.
Oh, forgive me. I didn't realize the four black guys in a bobsled could make you blush.
I think we've heard enough.
Come on, Kurt. What you're doing is wrong, and you know it. Now, if this is about you and me, then let's get it straight right now. All right, 16 years ago, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I cheated. I was stupid. I embarrassed myself, my family, my teammates, my country, and my coach. If it's revenge you want, take it. Go ahead. Disqualify me, banish me. Do whatever you want, but do it to me. It was me who let you down, Kurt. It wasn't my guys. They've done everything you've asked of them, and they did it with all of you laughing in their face. Hell, it doesn't matter if they come in first or 50th. Those guys have earned the right to represent their country. They've earned the right to march into that stadium and wave their nation's flag. That's the single greatest honor an athlete could ever have. That's what the Olympics are about. 16 years ago, I forgot that. Don't you go and do the same.
Kurt looks down at the table in front of him.
Sorry if I interrupted your meeting.
They all trade looks as Irv walks out. Later, in the hotel room, Irv and the guys are all huddled around the phone.
Hello? Yes? Yeah. Right. Goodbye.
Irv sighs and shakes his head.
What?
Oh, it's the Alliance. God.
What did they say?
Oh, they said we're back in.
They dogpile on Irv, dissolved to tennis shoes running down a dirt path in Jamaica as a young boy runs toward Mama Coffee's restaurant.
No, child, it didn't miss a thing.
Jamaica has made it all the way here to Calgary to compete in the bobsled event. Their flag bearer is the sled captain, Therese Bannick. Therese's father, Ben Bannick, was a gold medalist in the 200 meters at the Summer Olympic Games over 20 years ago. And perhaps there's gold in two generations in this family. That's quite a story. The Jamaican bobsled team. It's a beautiful afternoon in Calgary. There is a lot more coming up, so stay tuned for more exciting coverage of the opening ceremonies of the 15th Winter Olympiad from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Dissolve to the team as they stand and watch the Olympic flame burn in the athletes' village.
Gentlemen, let's go check into our new home. Come on, Junior.
They all gather their bags and begin to walk. Junior struggles to load up all five of his bags.
Junior! Hey! Junior!
Later in their room.
Now, a lot of coaches will be giving you one of those win one for the Gipper speeches. I'm not good at that stuff. Instead, I thought I'd lead you in a psalm of inspiration. Let's bow our heads.
Who's the Gipper?
Our Father, who art in Calgary. Bobsled be thy name. Thy kingdom come, gold medals won, on earth as it is in turn seven.
With liberty and justice for Jamaica and Haile Selassie. Amen.
All right. Yes.
Respect.
Irv answers the door to find Junior's dad. Junior's smile disappears as he sees him.
Junior?
Everyone looks toward Junior, later in the hallway.
No, you listen to me, boy. You might not have done what you were asked, but you will do what you're told. You're coming home.
Yeah, but Father, you know, I just
But nothing. I didn't send you to the finest school for you to go around sliding on your backside. You must be mad.
Yeah, but the team needs me.
I don't want to hear any more about it. Go and get your things.
Whitby stares at him, waiting for compliance. Junior does not move, unable to make eye contact. He finally takes a few steps toward the room.
I'll wait in the lobby.
Whitby steps into the elevator. Junior catches a glimpse of himself in the mirrored elevator walls. He stops the elevator door from closing.
Father, when you look at me, what do you see?
I don't have time for games, Junior.
Tell me what you see, please.
All right, I'll tell you what I see. I see a lost little boy who is lucky to have a father who knows what's best for him.
No, 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 no. You don't know what's best for me, Father. I am not a lost little boy, Father. I am a man. And I'm an Olympian. And I'm staying right here.
Whitby sadly looks away as the elevator door closes between them. Junior turns to find Yul watching.
Hey, Junior Bevel. You're a badass mother.
Junior stuffs his hands in his pockets and leans against the wall. A look of uncertainty washes over his face. Later, each nation's flag whips in the fierce wind around the Olympic flame. The grounds are now bustling with athletes and tourists. Pin traders make deals over their binders full of collector's pins as TV crews toss cables up to their camera positions.
Oh, Canada, indeed. This is Al Troutwig, along with John Morgan. We're live at Olympic Park, the brand new bobsledding venue just a few miles outside of downtown Calgary.
Everybody shut up! It's starting!
An extremely intense, exciting competition for the next 3 days.
The guys push their bobsled into position next to all the others. Sanka stands next to a portable heater with several other athletes from different countries.
I am feeling very Olympic today. How about you?
They all scowl at him.
And this sport, as we well know, is made up of athletes who go to the edge and sometimes beyond, and it is why we believe the next 3 days is going to be extremely competitive and exciting. And already, John, on day one, we're starting things off with the gold medal favorite.
Well, the Swiss were fortunate enough to draw number one in the competition. We got to make them the odds-on favorite to win the gold. But the East Germans, they're coming off the gold medal win in 1984. The Canadians, it's their home track. You got to favor them, too. And they've been doing all very well in practice all week.
Derice watches as the Swiss team huddles, smacking each other on the helmet. The Swiss sled tears through the course and across the finish line. The American team pushes off down the hill. The scoreboard shows an outline of the course, each section blinking as the sled reaches it. In Jamaica, everyone gathers at Mama Coffee's to watch.
80 miles an hour or close to it.
You know, I'm looking at the times here, and the course is getting extremely fast. And I was worried about that Austrian team's safety in that last big 180-degree whip around that draws 4 G's of force from the athletes.
Well, if you were worried about them, what are you thinking about our last and next team? Yes, it certainly seems strange that surrounded by the ice and snow of Calgary, we are about to watch a team from the tiny island of Jamaica.
Quite a story for them to even get here. They came out of nowhere. And you know, there's a lot of teams up here on top of the hill that sort of feel that Jamaicans don't belong here.
Derice smacks each of his teammates on the helmet as he walks by them.
Hey! What are you doing? Hey! What are you doing? That's what the Swiss do to psych themselves up.
They also make them little pocket knives too, but I don't see you doing that.
All right, guys, we're up. Come on. Hey, knock it off. Knock it off, will ya? Okay, let's go. Come on. Hit your start positions. Remember, we don't have to win the gold in the first day. It's just like any other run.
Except this time, 100 million people watching.
Maurice, did you forget something? Thank you.
Ready.
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 Ein. Zwei. Drei.
Go! 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 Go!
The Jamaican team attempts its first ever Winter Olympic event. And look at this. They've got to get into that sled. Now, I've never seen anything like this. I know it's not funny, but how embarrassing. Now, thank goodness, for a minute I didn't think they'd ever get all four of them in, and that could have been a disaster.
Come on! Well, most importantly here, when you do get in the sled, you have to get it with cat-like movements. You need to get relaxed. Oh, look at that high line at Omega. He bounces off the wall, ricochets like a pinball. You know, the driver here, Doris Panic, looks like the sled's really driving him.
That fool better watch his mouth.
He better watch more than that.
This is the time when this team may be thinking this may not have been such a great idea. Their heads are bouncing around. This is amazing. Like rag dolls as they come through the finish. And a time of 58.04, which will be good enough for last place.
Coolidge turns off his television. The crowd at Mama Coffee's turn back to their food and drink.
You choked. It was yours for the taking, and you choked. You were ready, and you choked.
Well, maybe we should go over the turns again?
You know the turns. You know everything there is to know about this sport. I'll tell you something. You had all better figure out how to stay loose out there. That's something I can't help you with. I'll see you tomorrow on the hill.
Irv leaves as they all stare at the floor in silence. Doris wears a red and white warm-up suit.
You know, when the Swiss want to get shut up about the damn Swiss. I mean, it was all that Eins, Wein, Drei nonsense that got us all nervous in the first place.
Hey, man, look here. I'm just trying to get this off on the right foot.
Well, the right foot for us is not the Swiss foot. I mean, come on, Doris. We can't be copying nobody else's style. We have our own style.
Kissing an egg is no kind of style. It's the Olympics here. It's no stupid pushcart derby.
Let me tell you something, Rasta. I didn't come up here to forget who I am and where I come from.
And neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best I can be.
So am I. And the best I can be is Jamaican. Look. Doris, I've known you since Julie Jeffries asked to see you ding-a-ling. And I'm telling you as a friend, if we look Jamaican, walk Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and is Jamaican, then we sure as hell better bobsled Jamaican.
The next day, Irv waits for the team when he looks down to see them riding on the back of a truck up the hill.
Greetings from Jamaica!
No people from Jamaica.
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. No people say that don't have a belief. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
We have the one Doris and the one Junior.
You brother
and the man Tanka.
The fastest of the fastest of Jamaican sprinters. Respect to the man Herb Blitzer.
All right, gentlemen.
Respect.
We now come to the second chance for the four intrepid men from Jamaica. What do they have to do, John?
In reality, Al, I don't think the Jamaicans have any chance of winning a medal.
Dear God, just let it be better than yesterday.
Sanka kisses his lucky egg.
Ready!
Ready!
Feel the rhythm! Feel the rhyme! Get on up! It's bobsled time! Cool running!
A view from inside the cockpit as Doris slides in and grabs the controls.
That's a hair faster than the Swiss. Boy, that's a real big difference from yesterday.
Well, this is an absolute shock in the making. Yesterday, they were falling down almost at the start. Now they slide in smoothly. Yesterday, their heads were bobbing everywhere. Today, they're almost in unison.
The black and yellow sled speeds along the course, deftly handling each turn. A view from over Sanka's shoulder as each of the yellow helmets leans in unison behind the other.
Can this really be happening?
Well, what a different line through the Omega. Looking possessed here. It's not the same team we saw yesterday.
Where did these guys come from?
They fly off the last turn and cross the finish line.
Wow! 56.53!
Woo! Yes! Yes! Did you hear that time?
Yeah.
Yes!
Watch out, world. The Jamaicans are coming.
A chalkboard at Mama Coffee's shows they've moved from 28 to 8th. Later, in his room, Dorice studies photos of each turn on the course, leaning as he sees each one.
Dorice, you in here?
Hey, coach.
Oh, there you are. How you feeling?
All right.
Good, good. You all set to follow in your father's footsteps?
I think so.
You think so?
All right. I know so.
That's more like it. We're going to go grab a bite to eat. You want to join us?
Nah.
I didn't think so. I'll pick you something up.
Hey, coach.
Yeah?
I have to ask you a question.
Sure.
But you don't have to answer if you don't want to. I mean, I want you to, but if you can't. I understand.
You want to know why I cheated, right?
Yes, I do.
That's a fair question. It's quite simple, really. I had to win. You see, Dorice, I'd made winning my whole life. And when you make winning your whole life, you have to keep on winning, no matter what. You understand that?
No, I don't understand, coach. You had 2 gold medals. You had it all.
Dorice, a gold medal is a wonderful thing. But if you're not enough without it, you'll never be enough with it.
Hey, coach. How will I know if I'm enough?
When you cross that finish line, you'll know.
Dorice ponders as Irv leaves.
Welcome back to the bobsledding venue for this, the last day of competition. It's medal time. And John, the top 6 teams are separated by only half a second, so it's very close. And that's been predictable.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Well, my dear, we've got a team in the Olympics, don't we?
The most astonishing is the Jamaicans. They still have a chance to win an Olympic medal.
Everybody shut up. My boy's on TV.
And you're not the only one to get excited about that. I think the fans here have an extreme case of Jamaican fever.
Al, so do I.
No. So do we. Do I have to tell you whose turn it is now?
Jamaica.
Respect!
They line up. Sanka kisses his lucky egg.
Dreadlocks, let me kiss your lucky egg.
Next team up is Jamaica.
All right, fellas, that's us. Let's go. Here we go. Today's our day. This is it. Come on, guys. We can do it. The race. See you at the finish line.
With the kinds of push starts these guys are capable of, we might actually see the Jamaicans win an Olympic medal. So this is it. We could see history in the making.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time! Cool running!
Bobsled!
One, two, three, four, all of them in. And look at that time!
Man, they shaved another couple hundreds off to start. Now they get better every time down the track.
Go! There he is!
Sled's coming in and out of the corners, very smooth. He's like he's been driving the sled for 10 years. Bannock looks really possessed here.
Oh, what the heck. Go, champ!
A view from inside the cockpit as Dorice works the controls. A close-up as a nut begins to shake loose of its screw. The right blade underneath the sled begins to wobble.
What a run Bannock is having. He's letting loose on this extremely fast course. even with that rickety old sled, the Jamaicans are flying through the turns.
The nut shakes loose and falls.
This does not look good. Something's got to be wrong. The Jamaicans on a record pace as they fly almost out of control around the turn. Now the speed seems too much, and I don't think he's going to be able to hold it.
The sled falls on its side and slams against the wall. Ice sprays into the air as they skid along the next few turns. The sled continues to slide on its side, a close-up of DeReese as his helmet jams against the ice while they continue to swerve down the track. Onlookers rush to see as the sled begins to grind to a halt, DeReese's helmet still jammed against the ice. Mama Coffee closes her eyes, a high angle as we drift down toward DeReese's helmet. A close-up on his goggles as he comes to, his point of view as he can see the finish line just ahead. Medical crews run toward them down the ice.
DeReese, you're dead?
No, Mom. I'm not dead.
DeReese slides his helmet off.
I have to finish the race.
DeReese starts to pull himself out of the sled, in slow motion as the medical crews race toward them, skidding across the ice. Spectators watch from all around the track as Irv makes his way through the crowd. The medical crew stops and begins to part, revealing the team carrying the sled on their shoulders toward the finish line. DeReese and Yule carry the front, while Sanka and Junior carry the back. Crowds are jammed in on both sides of the track as they walk towards the finish line. The crowd watches in silence as they slowly work their way down the ice. DeReese spots Yosef, who begins to clap. Kurt watches as everyone around him claps. He joins in. DeReese and Yule smile as they near the finish. Junior spots Whitby in the crowd. He pulls his jacket apart to reveal his Jamaican bobsled team shirt. DeReese looks up toward the finish line banner, his point of view as we cross underneath it. Joy hugs Mama Coffee as the crowd cheers in Jamaica. As the team reaches the end of the track, they hand off the sled. DeReese steps off the track and walks by Yosef.
So good, Jamaica. See you in 4 years, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Junior and Yule embrace.
Junior Pebble! Doesn't mean that I like you.
Sanka realizes something, then digs into his speed suit to find his lucky egg still intact. He kisses it. Irv finds DeReese and hugs him.
Thanks, Irv.
Thank you.
Right.
Hey, coach. Guys! Coach. I'm so proud of you guys. You all right?
I love you, man. Can I get a picture, please?
They pose as the photographer snaps photos. Later, in Coolidge's office, we push toward the old photo of Irv and DeReese's father as Coolidge hangs a photo of the team right above it. fade to black. Titles on screen read, the Jamaican bobsled team return to their country as heroes. 4 years later, they return to the Olympics as equals. Fade out titles as credits roll. Disney Pictures Castle logo. Audio description by Roundabout with funding by Disney. Voice by Eric Garcia.